pushing too hard for what you wanna be. You're pushing too hard on everything you say. You're pushing too hard on every night and day. Cause you're pushing too hard, pushing too hard.
Welcome to Baghdad by the Bay. It is DJ Fogg and my filthy intern. Have you picked a DJ name yet?
DJ Words. I got it.
DJ Words.
DJ Words.
You spent a whole 5 minutes on that, didn't you?
A little more than that.
All right. We got a great show lined up for you. Assuming our snake is working, we're going to have a live performance by Petrikovic. Later on the show, we're going to have an interview with Overview. And Lepli will be joining us in the second hour of the show. So stay tuned to Pirate Cat Radio. And... That's that. We got to do some news. We got to do calendar. We got to do some stuff like that, and maybe a PSA.
Things are happening around here.
Shit, yes, they are. This is what's playing in the background. This is Handsome First. All right, let's start with the news. Well, of course, the big news is former President Bill Clinton's triumphant return. With two American journalists to California after being detained in North Korea since March. The LA Times focuses its front page piece on how former President Bill Clinton's image has been reinvigorated as a result of the successful diplomatic mission. And what else is going on? Let's go down. Oh, yes, deportations. Talking of overhauling the deportation system. Overhauling the detention system for immigration violators could take years, but those in charge describe it as an ongoing effort to provide more suitable environments for non-criminals facing deportation. Obama administration wants to consolidate the system that currently has contracts with more than 350 local jails and private prisons, possibly in government-run centers. Oversight has been also be increased to avoid some of the bad press that the system has received, and families will no longer be sent to the former state prison near Austin that has come over particular criticism. Also, there is a plan now being talked about separating Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The plan currently under consideration to remake Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac sounds quite familiar. The troubled loan or toxic assets held by the mortgage giant would go into a government-backed financial institutions, or bad banks, and allow Fannie and Freddie to get a fresh start. The government could decide to join the two firms into one government agency that would step away from the mortgage finance market, or maybe they will maintain the same structure. Nothing has been decided yet, but it seems clear that the Obama administration wants to make sure that private-public hybrid nature of the companies isn't causing them to take unnecessary risks that could, once again, threaten the financial system. Now that Yuna Lee and Laura Ling are back in American soil, it's becoming evident that there is still a lot that is unknown about the circumstances surrounding their arrest. Did they actually cross into the border of North Korea? Did they realize how dangerous it was? How did their cameraman escape? But everyone makes clear yesterday that there's time for those types of questions, as the two journalists were just as happy to be home after 140 days in captivity. The welcome home scene was emotional, even though Ling did say a few words of thanks. The families made it clear that the two journalists aren't ready to talk about their ordeal quite yet. At the same time, Clinton's mission to North Korea was also a stark reminder of the former president's ability to overshadow his wife, as well as the vast Rolodex of financial and political contacts, which have raised uncomfortable ethical questions in the past. The Washington Post details a front-page piece, Clinton asked wealthy business contacts to help carry out the mission and got wealthy Hollywood producer Steve Bing to foot the bill for the plane that took him and his entourage to North Korea. And, yada, yada, yada. What else? Oh, yes. The Washington Post fronts word that the bipartisan group of senators from the Finance Committee is making progress on their health care negotiations. The senators will brief Obama on the progress of their talk. So far, the bill that would emerge from these discussions would come under $1 trillion, nix the government insurance option, which still fucks about 50 million Americans, tax generative health care benefits, and expand Medicaid, among other measures. It is still not clear whether they'll be able to reach a deal by September 15th that the committee chairman has set. But even if they don't, the Post says Democrats are already analyzing compromises that have been made to see how they can unite members of the party behind certain measures that would win a few Republican votes. And last but not least, the New York Times takes a look at how it became crystal clear yesterday that the White House made a deal with the drug industry, even though it has been insisting the lawmakers are writing legislation from scratch. After House lawmakers suggested they could extract more cost savings from the drug companies, the administration was forced to come out and say that it had previously agreed it wouldn't ask the industry for more than $80 billion in savings in exchange for their support. It was an embarrassing admission that angered some of the Democratic lawmakers, particularly considering it came from the administration that has a deal that it could anger a powerful ally that is spending millions in advertising campaigns to support reforming the system. I'm sure many of you have already seen the Harry and Louise 2009. Those are being paid for by pharmaceutical industries. Fun fact. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the Bay Area tonight. Tonight, in Amnesia is the Impediments and Buzzer. That's going to be a 21-up show at Amoeba when I was at 6. Revolution was playing, and Annie's Social Club tonight is TOFU, acronym for Titties on Fucking Unicycle, along with,
That's real.
That's real. TOFU, T-O-F-U, Titties on Fucking Unicycle, along with the previous guest, Angela Chase, and Nerve. That's going to be $5 at Annie's Social Club starting at 8. One on the bottom hill tonight is The Brig, started at Switchblade Riot, all ages, 10 at Advance, 12 at the door, doors at 8:30, shows at 9. Cafe du Nord tonight is Kelly Stoltz, Dry Spells, who were on a little bit ago. It's their album release. And Jessica Pratt, 21 up, $10, 9 p.m. At the Great American Music Hall is the infamous String Dusters, Stairwell Sisters, all ages, $15. Doors at 7:30, shows at 8. At the Hemlock tonight is Zodiac Death Valley, In the Dust and Hot Dax. It's 21 up show, $6. The Independent, Michael Rose is playing. That's 21 up show, $27. At the Mystic Theater in Paloma is Johnny Winter, Hillside Fire, 21 up, 27 in advance, 30 at the door, doors at 7, shows at 8. At Red Devil tonight is the Plasters, 21 up, $20 show. At the Slim tonight is the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Monty, Our Eye, Dares, and Go Radio, all ages $17. That starts at 7, and show starts at 7:30. And at the Stud tonight is Randy Fulham, Hey Exit, and Al Keefe, 21 up, $3. 9 p.m. And at the Uptown is our very own DJ Squid, who just did the show Killing Moon. Had a great show, I'm sure. Along with Action Design, another former guest of my show, Roxy Epoxy and The Rebounds, and Goodbye Gadget. That's at the Uptown in Oakland. 21 up, $10, 9 p.m. Say hi to Pirate Cat DJ. You got a PSA for me?
I got a PSA.
DJ Words.
Thank you. Thank you, Fog. Let's buy organic. Organic farming reduces the use of synthetic fertilizers and chemicals, and can produce 3 times the amount of food on the same plot of land. If we grow only corn and soybeans organically, we would remove 580 billion pounds of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. That's a lot.
It is a lot. Can't wait to do one of those stupid monthly PSAs. I think this one's about peaches this month.
Oh no, this one's about goat cheese.
Oh shit. I am going to have a word with our Minister of PSAs at the monthly meeting Sunday.
I don't understand where these come from.
Neither do I. All right. Hopefully, we got this sound thing fixed. And who was that? That was that last song was The Muslims. Oh, the soft pack off the album, the EP Muslims, Redheaded Girl Acoustically. All right. I'm going to turn the studio over to Petrukovic. Can you hear me out there?
Yes.
Is
can
your
you
keyboard?
Hear me?
Yes.
Yay.
Someone, this is why I tell DJs not to touch the goddamn board. Someone pushed the wrong goddamn button.
But I didn't.
I wasn't you. I'm not blaming you. But some DJ is going to get their fingers broken at the meeting.
I've never been in there.
All right.
Wouldn't
so
be the first time.
I know. So we're going to turn the studio over to you.
Can go you ahead. Turn this up at all for me?
Can I?
Yeah.
Yes. Our lovely assistant here at the Pirate Cat Cafe at 21st in Florida, where you can come down and hang out and watch this show live, is going to turn up the stereo system / monitor in the cafe.
Awesome.
All right, the show is all yours. I'll see you in 35 minutes.
All right. right. Thank you so much. We're really happy to be here and be playing in San Francisco, the most beautiful city I've ever seen. I was thinking as we drove over the Golden Gate Bridge from Santa Rosa. Max is here with me, Max Diaz from Berkeley. And we're going to start off a set with the new album. Our new album is called Crepúsculo, which means twilight in Spanish. And this song is We Must Have Been Birds. Thank you. I'm here clapping for Max. And we're doing a lighter set tonight, a mellow set, as is appropriate for the radio at this moment. But we're enjoying the mellowness, too. Our next song is Miramar. This is about a place I used to visit as a kid in Santa Barbara.
They took the blue from the roof and the beds from the rooms and put an ad in the news for sale. And from the highway I drive, you can see through them right through the rooms to the sea. Thank you.
Next we have a tune called Mockingbird, and I write a lot of songs with birds in them, just how it seems to inspire me. Yeah. All right. We'll be heading out tomorrow for the second half of our tour. We just came back from Portland and Seattle and Eugene in Salem, and now we're going down south, and we're having a great time. It was incredibly hot up north, like 107 degrees hot. Like, Max wanted to just cry. He did actually cry, but he was sweating so much you couldn't really tell, so it worked out. But it's nice to be back in the Bay Area where it's cool.
Through the window.
lovely I say about my own song. And this is San Rafael, and something that took place while I was driving from the city to where I was living hit traffic, and this phenomenon kept happening. This next song is from the second album called We Are Wyoming, and you can get our stuff online, petrakovich.com, and also at Aquarius Records downtown here. Others. Yeah. Our CD release, again, we're called Petrakovich, and we're playing at Amnesia on August 13th at 9 o'clock. And we'd love to see you there and celebrate our release with you. We're real happy about it. We're playing with Jesse De Natal and Indiana Hale. Yeah, and we're on first, so be there at 9. This is title song of our second album, We Are Wyoming. Thank you. We're actually going to be playing on KCRW next month, September 9th. That morning becomes eclectic, and that's really exciting for us. It's really an awesome thing. So tune in September 9th, 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
We just high-fived. And we got You Are This Perfect. We got Life is Short. Ryan?
One more. Take it up a notch. Take you out with the rocker.
Yeah, let's go out with a fun one. This is Never Met My Father. This is from Crepuscolo, Petrikovich.com.
Thank you.
My name's Orphan, my name's Please. If you see me walking, I look at faces. I wonder if your blood's in me. You're just a stranger, a fellow walking down the street. And if you see me,
that was great fun.
Alright, thank you so much for playing. So where can they find out more about Petrakovich?
Petrakovich.com. It's P-E-T-R-A-C-O-V-I-C-H.com. And we're on Facebook.
And you got any shows coming up?
August 13th at Amnesia. That's a Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Alright, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.
And stay tuned for a little bit more Pirate Cat Radio. I need a little goof in the scheduling, but we're gonna have two very short interviews, I guess, with La Plebe,
very short
and overview, because I usually tell the bands 8:40 and I in the email put 9:40. I just realized that now. I'm like, where's my next band? I told their PR person the wrong time.
So
we're gonna have two bands on top of each other practically.
Good way to find out if they were listening right now. Probably not.
I mean, if they're coming. Good thing I always tell them to come early, though. That helps.
That helps a little bit.
So La Plebe's supposed to come in here at 9:10 to start at 9:20. We're going to try to scoot them in as quickly as possible.
Have a 10-minute interview.
15.
Count the ABCs.
15 minutes. And then overviews coming in. I told them to come in at 9:30 for some reason because I'm a dumb shit. And they're supposed to start at 9. I don't know when I was thinking they'd start.
Well,
a show like that.
Straight into the point.
We have to be.
Sexual preference, etc. You're done.
All right. While we break down Petrakovich, let's play some music because that's never come lately.
No.
And this is Paper Route. The song's The Music off the album A Thrill to Hope. Here on Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9 San Francisco, Los Angeles, 104.8 in Berlin, or online at Pirate Cat Radio.
Dooba.com.
Here's how it's going to work. My intern, DJ Words. What's going on live at the Pyrocat Radio Studios and or interviews?
Or one or the other. How about what we just listened to? Isn't that how?
Oh, let's do the let's do the track list. Do the playlist,
that's
my friend.
That's most fleeting in people's minds at the moment.
Right. Well, what the hell were we playing while breaking down the studio?
Well, that was Speakin' Nurikin by Captain Planet from the album BKLYN, Heavy Sounds from the dot, dot, dot.
And what do we start off the top of the set there with?
The first song was The Music by Paper Route on the album A Thriller of Hope. After that was Suburbia from Night Jewel on the album Good Evening. And after that was Odwa's, the song Harmless Lover's Discourse from the album The Blue Depths. That was the set.
Kick ass.
That was it. And live. Is that where we're going? Live in the studio?
What's going on? Who else is doing live shows here at Pyrocat Radio? It can't be just me.
No.
We have so much stuff going on here at Pyrocat Radio. Always coming down 21st in Florida. Say hi. Get a vegan donut. We actually have now these apparently jalapeno cheddar scones that look really gross.
I think they look really good. I haven't eaten one, but I'm tempted.
I think it's the fact that they're scone. I don't know if scone's not the... Scone's a breakfast thingy, kind of, you know?
But there's savory something biscuits? All about the sweet and savory combo. If it works, it works really well.
I think it's just because it's a scone. If it was just like savory muffin, I'd probably
advertise
bite.
Advertise it differently. Triangular muffin?
Right.
Would that make you feel better?
Cheese biscuit? I don't know.
Cheese biscuit.
Yeah.
That sounds less appealing to me.
Oh.
For instance, there is a live show this Saturday, August 8th, Sela and the Afro-Funk Experience at 4 p.m. in the studio right here.
Some Afro-Funk Experience.
You could walk on the same
floor
as them.
Bring your funk. Make sure your fingers are dirty.
And
Saturday, what time is that?
That's at 4 p.m.
Right on.
Sunday, August 9th, the day after, Pirate Cat Radio presents Sunday Night String Stampede the 3rd at Café du Nord. So that's not here, but that's a Pirate Cat Radio Presents show.
Oh, yeah, we are co-presenting a show at Café
du
Nord.
Sometimes.
Come to our co-presents. It's Say Hi, Meet a Pirate Cat DJ, Make Out with Them.
That's going
to
be a good show. It's with Agent Ribbons, Foxtails Brigade.
The Foxtails Brigade.
Yeah,
they're fantastic.
It's their album release, I believe.
That's a great co-present. And you should go, everybody.
Garrett Pierce, Devotionals. I saw Devotionals last weekend at one point. Good. Oh, they played here as well.
Not on my show, but...
But in Pirate Cat Radio.
Right.
The same place that your show happens at.
It happens.
Right here.
Coincidence. Merely coincidence.
Seems to be. Monday, August 10th, John Palm at 4 p.m. with Moldover... Oh, I guess this is separate. Moldover and Rich DDT at 8 p.m. I just listened to Moldover for the first time this afternoon, actually. He apparently makes these box machine music devices that other people can input into and create soundscape. I've heard it's fascinating.
That is sounds fun.
Tuesday, August 11th, Forest Sun at 8 p.m. Wednesday, August 12th, Showcase at Uptown Nightclub, another Pirate Cat Presents Whiskey, Fire Whiskey, and Neon Anyway. That's at 9 p.m. Thursday, August 13th, Trainwreck Riders at 4 p.m.
They're good.
Are they?
They're good. They were on my show ages and ages ago. They're kick-ass. Actually, they're good. I remember I hooked it up because they're playing at Great American, and I wanted some DJ. Great American asked me to put them on someone's show.
Cool. I've never listened to them.
Shitkickers, they are. Shitkickers.
Uh-huh. Lovin' Rockets. Tribute band. That's 6 p.m.
Aha! I was waiting for that disclaimer part. I'm like, really? 11 Rockets here?
Yes. Tribute band. We have a confused member of the Pirate Cat audience.
It's okay.
Moment.
They'll find their way.
So that's also on August 13th, Thursday. And at 9 p.m., you may know about this.
I may.
It's your show. Weather pending, 9 p.m.
All right. I might move them to 8 o'clock because originally I was going to have that British band that did a doo-doo and I had to kick them off the show. They were going to be 8 p.m. Then I was going to have a 9 p.m. live show. Just two live shows, call it a day. But now I got to hold 8 p.m., so I might move them to... So don't, audience, assume that Weather Pending is at 9 p.m. and might be 8 p.m. The only way to know is to come down to the studios at 21st in Florida next Thursday and find out.
That's quite a threat.
7:55. Cover all your bases.
So that's that for next week.
That's enough.
Week.
A week,
that's,
yeah.
That's good. We can't remember farther than
I can't
a
remember.
Week in advance anyways.
I didn't even remember what was going on until you told me what was on my show next week.
Right. I'm sure you didn't.
Right.
But you're also stupid.
Right.
So.
Mother says I'm handsome.
Oh, your mother.
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
She says I have the mailman's eyes.
Maybe that's true. Interviews. We do that as well here.
Yes, we do.
And there are some coming up. And
there's two coming up in my show in
moments.
Any minute now.
So 30 minutes ago.
The next guest who walks through the door gets on my show.
Baghdad by the Bay. Overview. That's this evening coming up in a few minutes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly so. But the next one would be Saturday, August 8th. Deviant Ninja, 8 to 10 a.m. It's Joel Aguirre from East Bay SPCA. Broken Record Party at 2 to 4 p.m. Tamara Palmer from SF Weekly.
Yes, she does the SF Foodie.
Oh, yeah? I was going to ask, what is that? Who is she?
She's a food blog writer. I know her. She's a friend. My friend Tim hanging out.
What does she write on?
The food blog. SF Foodie.
Okay.
It's SF Weekly's food blog. So she's the online writer. She does a few of the print articles, and mostly she's covering the SF Weekly's food blogging stuff.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, she's a good writer. She's covered a few of my sausage classes, actually.
You teach sausage
classes? I have sausage parties at my house.
Ugly dude parties.
No. This is I teach people how to make bacon and sausage. I'm actually doing one this coming Saturday for the Slow Food Nation Berkeley. Unfortunately, I believe it might be only one or two tickets left. You might be able to check on meatshare.org. But there'll be more in the future, and you can come on down to my place, Chez Poulette, and learn how to make sausage and bacon. I just had a game show at my house, too. Yeah.
What kind
of We'll get
of
to that later.
Show.
Keep reading.
Sunday, August 9th. Hard Candy, 3 to 5 p.m. Brian Hill, Acid King, Buzz Oven. Long Playa, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. This Mortal Coil. Quote, till it ends in tears.
Right. That's the Long Playa is our very special show. It's kind of almost like an open mic, it said, for our DJs, where the DJs bring in one LP that they love, and they just play the whole thing from start to finish and just talk about why this LP is the greatest thing since XLR cable.
Every week, you know, I forget about that, and every week you explain to the listeners what it is, and I'm like, oh,
I've actually
that
never listened to it,
so
but
fascinating.
It is. I've never actually listened to the Long Playa show. I never knew a radio Sundays 10 to midnight, but everyone loves the show. Every DJ and the fans love it. It's one of our top downloaded shows.
That's
a lot of listeners. So check that one out. It's Sundays. Even better, come on down and hang out. Bring your own LP or something. Try to sneak it on the air.
Someone's 15 minutes of fame is waiting to happen.
Right.
Monday, August 10th, Brood of the Mau Mau, 2 to 4 p.m. Ken Kofke and John Radis. Tuesday, August 11th, Neat Neat Noise from 6 to 8 p.m. Arno Corpse pre-tour bash.
Arno Corpse, a huge frequent guest of our Pirate Cat Radio. They've been on at least four times now. They're up-and-coming local band. My friend Jamie produced their album. Great band, Arno Corpse. They opened up, I think the first time we had them down is when they opened up for the Dwarves.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's good. Saturday, August 15th, that's the last date on here. It's shorter than the live shows list. Deviant Ninja, 8 to 10 a.m. Bay Worms. Over the Line, 4 to 6 p.m. Johnny Winter and Honey Lawless. Spicy Meat Parade from 6 to 8 p.m.
Johnny Winter's going to be here?
That is what it says.
He's tomorrow night. Tonight he's playing Paloma. Tomorrow night he's playing the Catalyst in Santa Cruz. He's on his way. He's creeping close.
Working his way north.
Johnny Winter.
Spicy Meat Parade from 6 to 8 p.m. Rihanna Lewis. And last but not least, on Sunday, August 16th, on Hard Candy from 3 to 5 p.m., Juicifer.
Got it.
There it is.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on tomorrow in the Bay Area. Get out of your house. Go see a live show. Support artists. At 924 Gilman Street is Decoy, Insurgent, Slow Children, United Defiance, Snag, 3 Up Front, All Ages, $7. And that's at 7:30. At Annie's Social Club tomorrow is Face Pilot from Portland, Kowloon Walled City, Damn Weevil, DJ Rob Metal, 21 Up, $8, 9 p.m. Going on at the Bottom of the Hill tomorrow is American Steel, New Trust, Nothing Cool. As I said earlier, Johnny Winter's playing the Catalyst in Santa Cruz tomorrow. That's going to be, there's two shows, different prices. One's a $10 show, one's a $20 show, whatever. See both. Why not? Try the steak. At El Rio tomorrow is Sassy, Bare Wires, Plastic Saints, 21 Up, $5 at 9 p.m. And Elbow Room tomorrow is Bobby Long. He's playing acoustically. And it is 8 to 10 p.m. show. It's an early show. It's 12 in advance, 15 at the door, 21 up, as always, at the Elbow Room. Lucha Vavoom is at Fillmore tomorrow, $32 show. Don't know who they are. Good for them. Congratulations, you got the Fillmore. At the Fox Theater in Oakland is Underworld Damien Lazarus, all ages. $43 fucking show.
Damn.
So much for being Underworld.
That
makes
me
Underworld with a price like that. You are definitely above. At the Great American Music Hall tomorrow is Gris. Waylon Genocide, Lozen from Washington, Canyon from Washington also, and Aerial Ruin is playing Hemlock tomorrow. 21 up, $7 at 9:30. Going on at the Independent is Leather Feather, Tornado Rider, LSD and the Search for God, and DJ Odd Rock. That's 21 up. It says free. I don't buy it, but whatever. Who am I to doubt? At the Phoenix Theater tomorrow in Petaluma is VX36, Ammo Wagon, and Archaic Smile and Antichrist. Why you bands must have silly names, I do not know. All ages, 8 in advance, 10 at the door. Doors at 7:30, show is at 8. At the Rickshaw Stop tomorrow is Yacht. That's what you want to go see tomorrow is Yacht?
That is.
I'll try to get you in the list. I'll see what I can do. I know people. It's a dance party.
About you.
Bring your dancing shoes, my friend. $15, 9 p.m., all ages. At Slim's tomorrow is In Reverent Fear, Frail, Honest Thomas, and Via Coma. That is an all-ages show, 13 in advance, 16 at the door, doors at 8, shows at 8:30. And last but not least, at the Uptown in Oakland tomorrow is Bart Davenport, Sam Flax Cleaner, Ricky Lee Robinson, and the DJ, the Duke of Windsor, smartass. 21 up. Apparently it's a free show. Doors at 6, show is at 9. And it was picked East Bay Express Best of Bay. Oh, it's the East Bay Express Best of Bay party.
Oh.
That's why it's free.
That is why
it's free. It's the Best of Bay party. We like the East Bay Express. They're nice people. Go check out their Best of the Bay party and hang out with people who everyone thinks is great.
A lot of people who think are they would be great.
Yeah, but they're in the East Bay, so you still got to take them down a notch. Well, let's want to give away some tickets,
and then we'll get back to some music. I think that we've been blabbing a little bit. This might be something people want to hear about.
Give away some tickets. Everyone, get on your phones, ready.
Call in, ready, set, go. You don't even know what you're calling in for yet.
Let's do it.
But I bet that you could guess that it was the PCR Presents Sunday Night String Stampede the 3rd at Café du Nord, San Francisco, with Agent Ribbons, Foxtail Brigade, Garrett Pierce, and the Devotionals, 8 p.m.
That show we're hyping up at Café du Nord.
Yes.
Foxtail Brigade is great. You want to win tickets right now, you call 510-PIRATE-CAT. That's P-I-R-8-C-A-T or 510-747-8288.
And answer this question. How many fingers does DJ Fogg have?
How many fingers do I have? 510-747-8228. Win a pair of tickets to Café du Nord to see Foxtail Brigade, PIRATE-CAT Radio co-presents. And what's the song? What are we going to play?
We are going to be playing Higher Than the End. Higher Than the End.
All right, 510-747-8228. We're going to pair of tickets to Café du Nord that Sunday.
It is.
All right.
August 9th. Should go.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Pirate Cat Radio. It's DJ Fog. It is Bagged by the Bay. My guest isn't here yet. I was hoping to get it early because I totally screwed up on scheduling. But that's okay. It's radio. We roll with it, damn it.
We do.
We do.
Live.
Let's do a PSA. Actually, let's. What did we play?
That was Didn't I Furious by Twee the Humble Feather from Music for Spaceships and Forests.
It is. That is definitely Music for Spaceships and Forests.
I like Music for Spaceships and Forests, I guess. That was pleasurable.
Weird, wild stuff.
And before that was Higher Than the End. And I misspoke. That was actually Oh Soundtrack My Heart. Oh. That was the name of the album by Twee. Or by Pivot. I messed up again. Pivot.
You're
Pivot.
Fired, intern.
Well, that's fair
DJ
enough.
DJ Words is a fair... You're fired? You'll never work in this town again, my friend.
Get out.
Fired.
You see?
Knock. Who's there? You're fired.
It's a good thing that I mess up during the time slot in which should have been filled by the,
right,
band,
the band
that you otherwise messed up.
That I screwed up on. Hey, it's my old intern, Dave.
We're all hanging out together.
Is he getting my show after me? Could it be? Should it be?
I wonder. How he shakes his head affirmative.
He just got a big old fat box of LPs.
So really the answer to all these questions is Pivot did the song Didn't I Furious, and Twee the Humble Feather did the song Higher Than the End.
Which one's which, though?
Higher Than the End was the first one.
Got it.
Didn't I Furious was the last one you heard.
Hey, it looks like we might have a band in here. Could be
there. There's a band.
That's
there's
a band.
A band and a bottle.
That's got to be a band. They got a bottle. Let's go to a song quickly and get them in here ASAP.
How about a PSA?
Get to the PSA and then we'll do a song.
I'll talk about National Goat Cheese Month.
Blow through it, my friend.
Goat cheese comes in a wide variety of forms, although the most common is a soft, easily spread cheese. Goat cheese can also be made in hard, aged varieties, as well as semi-firm cheeses like feta. Although cow's milk and goat's milk have a similar overall fat content, the higher proportion of medium-chain fatty acids such as caprylic, and capric acid in goat's milk contributes to the characteristic tart flavor of goat cheese milk. Also, recent studies show that the protein found in goat cheese is higher than in cows and is actually very similar to that of human breast milk. For ideas on how to enjoy goat cheese this month, go to allrecipes.com.
I don't want to know.
This PSA brought to you by your friends at Pirate Cat Radio.
I think we should have gone to a song. I think we just should have skipped the PSA. That was terrible.
That's a public service announcement, my friends.
That was terrible.
All right. Necessary.
You know, you could have done cataract awareness or spinal muscular atrophy month, and you picked fucking goat cheese.
I imagine more people would enjoy ways to consume goat cheese than learning about various spinal problems.
I'm sure you enjoy more than getting a cataract, but goat cheese. All right, well, let's rub it on our nipples and go to a song.
Do it. I'm doing it now.
Epilepsy is dancing, she's a Christ now departing, and I'm finding my rhythm as I twist in the snow. Oh, the metal bending me down the brain of my river, oh, the fire was searching for a waterway home. I cry, glitter is love. My eyes pinned inside with green jewels, hanging like Christmas stars from a golden veil. As I came to a screaming, hold me while I'm dreaming, for my fingers are curling and I cannot breathe. Then I cried in the kitchen, how I'd seen your ghost witching. There's a soldering blue line between my eyes. Cut me in quadrants. Yeah.
Listening to Baghdad by the Bay on Pirate Cat Radio 87.9 FM in San Francisco and Los Angeles, 104.8 in Berlin, piratecatradio.com on the interweb. This is DJ Words. We are here with La Plebe. Why don't you boys introduce yourselves?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Lupe.
My name is Alberto.
And what was that song about? Why'd you pick that song? They chose that song. What's going on with that song?
Well, that song that we just listened to is off our last album, entitled Plebe Por Vida. And it's just kind of a unity song, bringing everybody together. We're all, you know, the message of we're all the same, and, you know, kind of facing the same kind of struggles, no matter, you know, where you're at or what part of the world or where you come from, just finding that common unity.
I listened to some of your songs earlier today, and you sing both in English and in Spanish. When you're writing a song, why do you choose to write some in Spanish versus others in English?
You know, I don't think we necessarily choose to write it. It's just kind of the way the song comes out, the way it's developed. You know, it's happened before where songs have started in English, finished in Spanish, or vice versa, or a combination of the two.
Todos hablan español en tu banda, ¿no?
Todos, sí.
So you can all, like... You all write, or do some of you write? How many band members do you have?
There's five of us. I play bass. Alberto here plays trumpet. His brother, Tony, is a trombone player. And then we have our guitarist, who should be here soon, and our drummer. And, you know, actually the writing process is a little bit of everybody. We come in, somebody might come in with a riff, a couple notes, a melody, what have you, some lyrics. And I think we all get together and try to put something together that we'll all be happy with, and really get a sentiment where everybody puts in their piece.
What's the history of your band? How long have you guys been together?
We've been together for, I'd say, 7 to 8 years, around that time.
That's going on eight.
Yeah,
that's,
I guess,
pretty good.
8 years. And all, so,
how many members have you gone through?
We just had one other member. We had our friend who played guitar and sang as well. He left the group, I guess, close to 4 years now.
5 years almost.
5 years now. Wow. And then, so we've had one new member since then, and that's our guitarist, who's, I guess, he's been in the group for a long time now, so...
Have you always been based out of the city? Or are you, you are based out of the city, right?
Yeah. Yeah, our group has been, yeah.
Cool. That seems to be like a good dynamic for the type of music you guys are playing.
Yeah, we've been very well accepted here in the city.
Yeah.
So it's been great.
Right on. So you have a show coming up. Why don't you...
Well, we're playing on Saturday. It's an afternoon type show. I think the doors are at 3 p.m. It's at El Rio. It's going to be in the back patio. And it's a benefit for the San Francisco Tenants Union. An organization that helps those that are in need of help maintain a roof over their head and such things.
So is this, there's a lot of thoughts and places that kind of sound like it's mission area culture in a certain capacity. Is that true, or is that just happenstance right now? Are you guys based out of the mission, or?
Oh, like some of us live here in the neighborhood and some in other parts, but... I would say that we I guess we consider ourselves to be a San Francisco band.
Okay.
But we did, we've been very well accepted by different neighborhoods, Mission being one of them, and we try to help different organizations when we can. Some of them happen to be in the Mission District. Lupe works for an organization that's, deals with different issues.
Right here, a community-based organization. Yeah. So I think This part of the city definitely brings a lot of community, and three of us our families are from Mexico. Our guitar player, his family comes from Argentina and Italy, and just the whole combination of cultures, the way they work here in this neighborhood in particular, the art, the food, everything around it just kind of is very enjoyable, at least for me. And so we do spend some time here. But, yeah, we're located all over the city, Tenderloin, down over by City College, everywhere.
And those are all, like, root backgrounds that have very strong, like, Latino rock music bases, or, like, very, very, like, independently formatted and redefining, like, what Western rock might otherwise be. So,
yeah, cool. I hope so. There's a lot of really good bands and influential bands that have existed. In different languages, like just internationally. So just if we can touch upon any work that other bands have done, then that's a good thing for us.
So let's get into another song of you guys. I want to ask you one question first, and this is more kind of a random question, but when I listened to you the first time, one thought I wanted to ask if you guys were Morrissey fans.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, actually we are.
That's interesting. Yeah. I won't speak for everybody. Yeah. Some more than others. Some like in different incarnations, you'd have to argue whether it's Morrissey or the Smiths or at what point. And all that kind of stuff. So I, speaking on my own behalf, I'll say that I am a Smiths fan with heavy Morrissey like leanings, I guess you could say. So
yeah, I'd have to agree. Yeah.
Do you find that influencing your music, or like identifying with a particular?
You know, I think that it's we have so many different influences coming from different genres of music. That's definitely going to be one of them. But it's a whole collection of ideas and genres of music that have influenced us. Everything from punk rock, jazz, traditional Mexican rancheras, anything and everything in between. You know, so
right on. Why don't you pick out another song for us to listen to?
I think the next song we're going to listen to is a song called Pinches Fronteras.
Pinches Fronteras.
Yeah.
On Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9 FM. You are here with DJ Words and La Plebe. Mm-hmm.
Todo el mundo, no solo en México, todo el mundo entero.
That was Pinche Fronteras. Pinche Fronteras. So that's... we got some new members here. We got...
Hello.
Who are you guys?
My name is Adam. I play guitar.
And I'm Antonio, and I play the valve trombone.
Right on. And so I want to know more about this show you got on... On Sunday?
Saturday.
It's a fundraiser for the Tenants Union.
San Francisco Tenants Union, yeah. And this show was put on by our friend Scott Alcoholicost. And, you know, I think it's just a good organization that with so much madness going on with the rentals here and people getting, you know, moved out or getting screwed over by landlords that are just trying to pull shady-ass things. You know, it's a good organization I have, and if we could support them and get people some ground roots help whenever they need it, you know, I think it's a good thing.
What sort of resources do the Tenants Union offer to
just like free space? Legal advice, things that are probably pretty simple information, but for the person that doesn't know it, you know, it really helps out just to get some basic information, and if they can't help them, at least guide them in the right direction.
So who else is going down at this show?
There's going to be our friend of ours called the Fucking Buckaroos, San Francisco-based band, as well as Hightower and the Barfeeders to round out the bill. So,
I know the Fucking Buckaroos.
Yeah, it should be a good time, so we encourage everybody to come and have a good time and more than anything support the Tenants Union.
And so where is it at?
It's going to be at El Rio on Mission Street near, what is that, 30th?
Sure.
Around 30, yeah, by Presita. And it's going to be an afternoon show outside in the patio, so I think the show's going to get started around 3 o'clock. So, yeah.
Right on. Where can we? Where can the general public hear La Plebe?
We have a website, laplebe.com, and we also have a MySpace page.
You got any more shows coming up later on? Anything else? You know, get the word out there.
Yeah, August 22nd, we're going to be at the bottom of the hill. And then, do we have anyone in the city?
In the city, East Bay? We're playing the Eagle Tavern.
Yeah.
Not until September 23rd at the Eagle Tavern with King City, so that should be a good time as well. But the two previous shows prior to those is going to be, like we said, this Saturday at El Rio and the Laboratorio de EFE presents.
On the 22nd, yeah. Then actually, in September, we have the 11th in Oakland at the Uptown. And then, the Eagle Tavern on the 24th with King City.
Wonderful. Well, yeah. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I really appreciate that.
A cool band with some community-minded values. And we're going to end it up with Mi Tierra. And, so keep on listening.
All right, welcome back to Pirate Cat Radio. I want to thank our last guests for coming in. In a little bit, we're going to talk to Overview, but first, a PSA.
A speed PSA. East Bay Innovations is a nonprofit agency dedicated to assisting people with developmental disabilities in Alameda County to live in their own homes and to be employed in jobs of their choosing. To achieve this, EBI provides an array of support services and help in accessing and utilizing community resources. For more information, go to eastbayinnovations.com. This PSA brought to you from your friends at Pirate Cat Radio 87.9 FM. Bam.
All right, this is some new stuff from Overview. We'll be talking to him in a little sec, so stay tuned to Pirate Cat Radio 87.9, San Francisco, Los Angeles, 104.8 in Berlin, or online at piratecatradio.com. Bring me crappy CDs. What is this? Jesus Christ. Well, we'll pretend that song was great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, song skipping. What? Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's welcome the band Overview. We got Spencer, Sam, and Brian. Yes. Guys, welcome to Pirate Cat Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about how the band started.
Wow. Well,
yeah. It's quite an epic story, actually.
We've all been playing together for a really long time.
To make a long story worse...
We always try to, whenever someone asks us this question, try to think of some really cool story. But the real story is that
it was Craigslist, man seeking band.
There you go. That's
even less entertaining than that.
Yeah. No, Craigslist sounds pretty good to the real story. Yeah,
we all met when we were a lot younger. We've been playing music together for years.
We used to go parachuting out of planes together, and then we decided to start a band one day, and here we are now. So. It's been going on for the last 6 years, pretty much.
And as Sam tells you, this is actually the end of your life cycle, right?
It's the end of this one. It's moving on to another stage.
It's kind of like a caterpillar, you know?
Yeah.
In a
metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Metamorphosis.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Basically, we're changing the name. That's one of the biggest things, and we're retiring a lot of the old music. But I don't know if we should say the new name because we're not 100% sure yet. But pretty much Overview is just a bland name, so we want to sound more badass.
And right, just, I mean, since we've started, we've just evolved as a band so much, and we just, you know, want
to... So in order to like kind of like divorce yourself from what you've done, not that you're discounting it, but in order to start fresh, everything's got to go.
Yeah, you know, like when you start a band, you have those crappy stages where you know, it's kind of embarrassing. You have those old songs that you don't want anyone to get
a
hold of.
The thing is, I when I was in a band, I never got past that stage. So
yeah, well, we like to think that we did, but we still don't really know yet. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, let's play. Let's play something from the CD that was professionally burned. This is from 44 Stone Tigers.
Yeah,
this is a slightly older CD, but
it's all part of the fun.
Probably be playing a lot of this stuff this weekend at our final overview show.
The final overview show. What track do you want to play?
Let's do
Melancholy.
Yeah, we could do
Melancholy in the City.
Melancholy in the City.
Yeah, let's give it a spin here on Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9 San Francisco, Los Angeles, 104 in Berlin, or online at piratecatradio.com.
Warm evenings and they make me think about driving with you in the car. And the weather tonight in this quiet ride to get euphoria so bizarre. But the ambiance lies in the presence of another. I don't want to tip the bartender. No clubs, no drugs, no taxi rides, just to ease my troubled mind. Think anymore, but everyone, they want the same thing, want the same thing. It's a beautiful night, it's a beautiful ride, but you're in trouble tonight, in trouble you say, so could I just call you a crush tonight? So could I just call you a crush tonight? Everyone, they want the same thing, want the same thing.
Welcome back to Pirate Cat Radio. It's DJ Fogg. It is Bagged by the Bay. We're joined in the studios by the band, for now known as Overview. We were talking during the song about the new songs that were coming up, the CD that that failed. Kids, remember, when you come to my show, burn your audios to whiteback CDs. These 99-cent things, no good.
We're broke.
Lasers go right through them. Our lasers are too powerful here at Pirate Cat Radio. Kills the CDs. But the new stuff is going to be going under the new name band that has yet to be named, and you guys are still going to be playing a few gigs, but you're not sure they've been under Overview or the new band name.
No, pretty much our last song under Overview is Saturday, and then we do have a show booked in September, and that will be a good time for us to kind of test some of these new jams out live, which is at the end of September, I think, with 100 days
of the Knockout.
So that's going to be a residency, right?
That's the 100 days residency. It's their last night for the residency. It's like a month long.
And you just jump in from one of those settings.
Yeah. We did, yeah, because we're good friends with those guys. We're actually going to go to their show later tonight.
They're playing over at Pop Scene.
So when you see the show Saturday, that's the last time really to see it is Overview.
It's the last song to just hear. Last time to hear a lot of these songs, basically.
It's you know, it's still going to be the same group of people playing together, and but you know, just.
But what I'm just thinking, like,
kind of new direction, you know.
So
new sound.
September is going to be. You're going to start hearing that new band come out.
Yeah, we're gonna, all new songs. Yeah, it's been in the works for a bit, but yeah, you know. Hopefully,
we did a
pretty soon we'll be able to kind of
2 months ago we did a tour and we pretty much played I think two Overview songs and then like six new songs and and then when we came home we were like, you know what, let's just do something crazy, let's switch it up, change the band name. Like as I was saying, Overview, it goes like in one ear and it goes out the other, you forget it. Like everyone's like, oh, your band's called like Overdrive or something, and I'm
right
like, sure, yeah, whatever.
This way you can have that new band smell.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Yeah, we just need a so sexier name. So
let's play another song off the album because I did a scheduling goof and it's a very short interview. So let's play another song off 44 Stone Tigers. What do you want to play?
I mean, we have.
Let's just do maybe Dead 27.
Yeah, right. Dude, track number 4. It's you know,
it's nostalgic for us.
But
we haven't listened to this
one. If anyone likes this one, Saturday might be the last time to hear it. So
all right, let's give it
to our show.
Let's give it to him here on Pirate Cat Radio 87.9.
I don't know what is right. Yeah. And that man said, so you better shape up.
And welcome back to Pirate Cat Radio. Joined the studios by what, for now, is Overview, soon to be something new, a metamorphosis, a beautiful butterfly, if you were.
That's probably band name right there.
Yeah, there it is, beautiful butterfly. A butterfly's fart.
Yeah.
Very delicate. Let's. We got only a little bit of time left, so let's talk about the upcoming shows. Rattle them off, my friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, pretty much our last show as Overview is this Saturday, August 8th, at Bottom of the Hill.
Yeah.
Are you guys headlining?
We are.
You're big shit, aren't you?
We're big time, dude.
Saturday, headlining Bottom of the Hill.
Huge.
It's already sold out.
It's sold out like 10
months ago
already.
Really?
No, no.
You can still get tickets for the 11th sold out.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
For the fourth encore show.
Exactly.
For sure. Who are you guys playing with?
Ambience.
They're from the South Bay. They just played BFD this year. They're a pretty cool band. And
Devil's Orchestra from
buddies of ours from LA.
Yeah,
the Devil's Orchestra. They're pretty cool. I wouldn't even know how to describe it. It's
the only way to find out is to go to the show.
Big surprise.
Is it, you know, if it's all ages or 18?
It
out?
Is.
It's all ages. That's good to hear. I love hearing that.
Starts at 10 o'clock. It's gonna be a party. I'm gonna play some.
Doors
some
at
old stuff.
Doors at 9, show at 10?
I believe doors at 9:30.
Show at 10.
Just
okay.
Get there at 9.
Sounds about right.
Get there at 9. Yeah. Buy a hot dog, would you? It's an all ages show.
We'll buy you guys a beer. We probably won't, but I mean, you should come anyways. We'll talk about it.
And what else you got coming up? You got some shows in September, right?
We do have a show end of September. On the 24th, we're going to be playing at the Knockout.
That's the residency.
Yeah, our friends, the 100 Days, they're a great San Francisco band. They're doing a residency there, and we're going to join them for that. And, you know, hopefully we'll be a new band by then.
Oh, we will be.
Oh, and then you guys are also backing up a hip-hop artist.
We are.
Yeah, our friend Alexander Spitt, he's at Slim's. And he's having his big CD release, yeah. And we kind of grew up with him. So.
September 4th.
It's going
to plug in his show, too.
It's going to be a good time. He's a great hip-hop artist, but we're going to be backing him as a live band. I think some of the guys from the Living Legends are going to be there.
Party on.
Be a big party.
All right. And where can they find out more about Overview?
The famous MySpace. MySpace.com/Overview. We got all sorts of stuff on there. And when we change the band name, you'll be able to just go to myspace.com/overview, and it'll direct you to the new website, so we don't lose touch with all of you. So,
well, I look forward to the next revision, Overview 2.0.
Yeah, we'll have something pretty soon. Actually, we're going back down to LA on Sunday to finish recording. So we're gonna see
a new album pretty soon.
Yeah, seamless change.
All right, let's get to one more song.
Cool.
Before I let you guys go.
We'll do a Scorpion Woman.
Yeah, do the first
Scorpion track one.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming
thank
on.
You, yeah,
and I'll see everyone here next week when I have a live performance by The Weather Pending. That's gonna be a great show. So tune in to Pirate Cat Radio 87.9 San Francisco, Los Angeles, 104.8 Berlin, or online at piratecatradio.com. Have a great night.
Sweet.
sweeter to retain your faith. And yet, a true fact, give the one an hour, reason to act. But even when I'm right, even when I'm wrong, I'd tell you that I love you just so I can take you home. But maybe that's a lie, and I said maybe that's the truth. Deep down inside.